Florida's got a lot of problems, but did you know that herpes monkeys was one of them?
No. Hmm.
There's a roving band of feral herpes-ridden monkeys that is roaming across northeast Florida. These are rhesus macaw monkeys. Is that the way you pronounce it, macaw?
Maybe, sure.
And they had previously been confined to Silver Springs State Park in Florida, but they've escaped there. And now there are 300 of these things, and a quarter of them carry herpes and throw it all over people and give it to each other. Because they're very sexually active in the community, the rhesus macaw monkey.
So how does something like that start?
Okay, so these monkeys, which are an invasive species to Florida, they're not natural there. They were introduced in the 1930s by a local cruise operator, Colonel Toohey's Jungle Cruise was the name of this operation. And they released 12 monkeys over a series of years onto this man-made island at Silver Springs State Park. And, of course, the idea was that, hey, you know, here's our jungle cruise. Look over here. Here's Monkey Island. Well, after a while, these monkeys figured out how to swim off that island, and they started populating other areas. And now there's 300 of them.
Do you know monkeys could swim?
What?
Did you know monkeys could swim?
We can swim. We're primates.
Yeah, I know. But have you ever seen a monkey swimming?
No, George, okay, I haven't.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't.
Just kind of a weird visual, isn't it?
I guess I just assumed that if we could and dogs can, that monkeys can.
Okay, but I just hadn't seen
it. Yeah, monkeys are more dexterous than dogs.
Even in crazy videos. I mean, I've seen squirrels skiing. I haven't seen
I'm sure there's videos of monkeys swimming, George.
Fish can swim. They
you
don't
look
have
it up.
Arms.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Still ski on the weekend.
I guarantee you there is video of a monkey skiing.
Skiing or swimming?
Skiing.
Okay.
Because you mentioned skiing in that song is what reminded right. me of it. And if you're going to make an animal ski, which we'll do with squirrels, there's a more obvious animal to ski, and that's the monkey or an ape, primate.
There you go.
Chimpanzee. What is that?
The monkey skiing.
Okay. Oh, okay. They're on the left. The big one's the snow skier.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Yeah, okay.
Now, he's not wearing a helmet. But
why do we laugh at monkeys so much?
Because
that's the funniest animal, isn't it?
It's because they so closely resemble us.
Right. Except the mandrill. The mandrill scares me.
I thought she had some great hits.
No, that's
Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different kind of mandrill.
Barbara mandrill.
She never scared me.
You know, the mandrill monkey is the one where the males have those real colorful faces.
Oh, yeah.
And they have the rainbow honey bun butt. Anyway.
Here's a monkey snowboarding.
Look at that. That's a chimp, isn't it?
Yeah. What did you find?
Georgia's looking at pictures.
He's lost George for the rest of the day.
I think it's coming up here. I think here's a remote control boat, so I think the monkey's driving the boat.
Look at him.
Yeah. Just let him go. You have to let him go when he gets like this.
No, it's not driving the boat, but there's two back there on boards.
The man with the body of a giant and the brain of a child.
It is driving the boat.
One's driving the boat?
Yeah. Oh, man, the world's greatest video has just been found. Look at that. Okay, they're the two.
Yeah. Okay, that's ridiculous.
He's pretty good at driving, too.
How is he doing that?
He just gave the circle sign. He's going to go around.
He's got to go back around?
All right, you need to post that.
Pick another one up.
Right. Sorry.
Gosh.
You might as well go home at this point.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So how can that make you laugh so much? Why is it funny?
Because I basically have the brain of a baby. You know, you show baby dog videos and they'll start laughing.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared.
But if you watch the reason it's funny is because they look kind of like humans, right?
Right, yeah.
But if you watched a human doing it, it's not funny at all.
Right.
Why is just like human funny, but not human funny? I don't understand laughter. I don't understand humor. It seems weird that we have a sense of humor of all the animals on Earth.
Oh, I found a video of monkeys swimming in a backyard pool.
Okay, but have you ever seen
water volleyball?
I'm just saying, I don't think I've ever seen, as much as we love monkey videos, I've just never seen them swimming before, let alone kind of...
Wow, this one's a great swimmer. They swim a lot like dogs. They'll put their head up, and then they'll paddle with their front arms, but they can also go underwater and swim like seals.
Really?
God, they're incredible. They're better athletes than we are.
So these monkeys swam to freedom and reproduced at alarming rates. Now they're wandering around residential areas, and a big male rhesus macaw monkey is extremely strong.
Yeah.
So you should fear them if they get near you.
Is that what Dez's monkey was?
He had a...
Yeah,
something with a C. It started with a C, right?
A capuchin.
Capuchin.
Bitch, this
I think that's the way he said it. In 1984, the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission allowed licensed trappers to cull the monkey population, trapping and hunting them, and over 1,000 of the monkeys ended up in zoos or research facilities or were simply killed during that program. But everyone got so mad at it that they had to stop it, and since 2012, there have been no active management. There's been no active management of the monkey population in that northeastern Florida section, so these monkeys were just allowed to reproduce and start invading neighborhoods if they wanted to.
Hmm.
And that's part of our confusion over wildlife management. It's like people who have no skin in the game just like, oh, I don't want anything managed or killed or culled. Just let them go. And then there's a huge problem.
Herpes problem.
Yeah, these monkeys have a bunch of herpes. So they're causing those kinds of problems. That's the weird thing. All these people who are against hunting is free labor. It's better than free labor. It's labor that pays you. They pay the state. Hunters pay the state to control different populations.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get very exact about that kind of control when you have, you know, bag limits and things like that that allow people to kill a certain number. And you can only kill, let's say, a certain sex of an animal or something. You can control the population with free labor if you allow hunting of an animal. But what we do otherwise, when we ban hunting of certain animals, those animals grow out of control. There's all kinds of issues that are caused from that. And then the state has to hire hunters to go in and cull the population.
Right.
While we as citizens get to sit back and feel good that there's no hunting of the animal. Meanwhile, the same amount of animals are getting killed. It's just we're having to pay for them to get killed.
Is it cruel to teach them to do funny things like water ski and swim?
You're back on the funniness of the... Hunting numbers, by the way, have gone down. There was a study that said that... this was a story in the Washington Post about how hunting is slowly dying off. It's not going from generation to generation. Like our grandparents, they hunted a lot. That was one of the primary activities, mm-hmm. family activities that people would do. And then our parent dad's generation, it got less. And then in our generation, not so much. And then generation after us, people are more interested in video games and indoor pursuits. And we have more things to occupy our time and to entertain us. And so we don't spend a lot of time outdoors like we used to.
That's why those outdoor programs, I think, are great. I have a friend who runs one in the state of Texas. And he goes from school district to school
district. Like a TV show.
Those are good too. But I mean, in our school systems, mm-hmm. though, that reintroduce it to kids who may have had it skip on them in a generation.
Well, the number of hunting license sales has fallen from about 17 million in the early 80s to 15 million last year. And then another survey said that it's even a steeper decline to 11.5 million.
Mm.
Even though our population has increased, hunting license has gone down considerably, and that's the main source of funding that a lot of these conservation agencies have is from hunting license, and so they're scrambling. They don't even have enough resources to maintain land and programs and to work on things that help the animals. such as diseases. You have wasting diseases that hit the deer population. And it's miserable when you see that this hunting ecosystem gets disrupted. The economy, the hunting economy gets disrupted. And then you get overpopulation of deer, and they get wasting diseases, or there's massive starvation because there's not enough food for that many deer. Then you get deer jumping out in front of cars, and people are dying because there's so many deer that they're trying to move to where food is. And then they're jumping in front of cars in areas where they didn't before. It's a mess.
Do you think it's the same with fishing licenses? I wonder if those numbers are going down.
Yeah, hunting and fishing license usually are tied together. But you can't hunt the herpes monkeys in Florida right now. They've not allowed you to hunt them yet.
Have they handed out condoms?
I don't know if that works.
And it looks like you have to go to Japan to see these water skiing monkeys. And
that's where they train them to water ski.
I think this is from a long time ago, too.
And then my other animal quick hit is Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos. Did you watch any of the Pablo Escobar miniseries that was on a couple years ago? It was really good. Anyway, he had 4 hippos at his illegal zoo in Colombia. He had his own personal zoo, and he brought some hippos there. And then when he was shot and killed in 93 by authorities, his zoo, they just opened the gates to the zoo. Those hippos got out, those 4 hippos. And now they're, I think, over 100 hippos living in the wild in the Magdalen River down there.
Wow.
And they're Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos that have populated Colombia.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a hippo success story.
It is. But I can't tell you the whole story due to hippo laws.
Oh,
I have to.
Oh, my gosh.
Fair enough.
Not going over well.
All right, Gordon.